Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
I am yet another conductor.
We're
just ten a penny. And my name's David. And I have been here before. But you'd have had to be in the choir a number of years to recognise this face. I brought it with me the time I came. I remember distinctly. And I'm very, very happy to be here. And I've been looking forward to this for days now. Ever since I got the call. So that's good. Lucy has sent a message.
She does coming.
How did you know? Yes. She said, please could you tell them, I'm sorry I'm not there, but we'll be there for the rest of the term. There you go. So that's from Lucy. And she's been very detailed. I've got a timetable here. I know exactly what you're supposed to know and exactly what I'm supposed to do at what time I'm supposed to do it. So I'll be a very good boy and crack on with the warm-up, which starts in about 2 minutes ago. Let's stand. Lovely. I can see you already doing it. That's lovely. Come on, give yourself a good shake. Yeah. And a gentle stretch up. I'm just doing this with the shoulders stretched up. And whilst you're up, put your right hand down there. And then do this. It's not the teapot. I want you to breathe in slowly through your nose and then out through your mouth. In and out. We're going to do that one more time and go a bit deeper. And I want you to sense the expansion down this side of your body. And in and out. And then slowly, balletically, swap over. I wish your podcast was a video. And breath in. And out. Over a bit more and deeper. In and out. And gradually back here. Lovely. Shake your arms out. Lovely. Can you all just say, dear James, everyone say good evening, James.
Good evening, James.
Maybe have a D major chord, please. And just on that sound. We're doing these exercises in a warm-up. If you slide your voice between the notes, that's a very good thing to do. It's a very healthy thing to do, to slide between the notes. And then weirdly, we start singing music, and it isn't all of a sudden. That's a strange thing, isn't it? But be conscious of what's going on between the notes. And that's very, very nice. Oh, dear James, I miss you. So, this time with this lip trill. So why do we do these lip trills? It's to encourage a good, constant flow of air out. Because if the airflow is not constant or consistent, then the lip trill will fragment and break down. My favourite lip trill of all, stand for that, is this. Have a go. Three. Oh, it does take practice. You can practice that in the car. When you go home tonight and someone says, well, how was choir? You can say, oh, no, yeah, don't go to that. Lovely. E flat major. Let's go there. No, 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 no.
No, 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 no.
So. the sound we make on the vowel should be really focused, not at all breathy, really, really pure, and you should feel like you can carry on forever. Let's try it again. Lovely, well done indeed. That's a B flat major, please. And we're going to sing. Na 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 all the way down. Three. So I'm going to do maths at you now. The two quick notes are half the length of the longer note, right? Exactly. And I want at the moment they're too quick. Na 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 na, and you kind of stutter them. Let's do it to ba. Ba 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 ba. And not ba 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 ba. It's not ba ba ba. It's ba ba ba. Right, a vowel on every note. Three, four. Ba 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 ba. Once we get up there, how about we go ba 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 ba? What about? Let's start like that. One, two.
Ba 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 ba.
Can you remember and now sing without any help from James the highest note of that exercise? Sing it.
Ba.
And now, can you remember the lowest note of that exercise?
Ba.
Highest?
Ba.
Ba.
Ba. Ba. Ba. Ba.
If this was a visual podcast, everybody at home, then you'd see all the faces doing it. That's me doing a high note face. And then that's me doing a low note face. So, for some reason, high notes are kind of happy and excited. Show me your high note face.
Bah!
Yeah, I even heard it. And now show me your low note face.
Serious and depressed.
Yes, that's what low notes are. No. Let's try singing the high note with your low note face. All right? Ready? So it's going to look like this. Bah! Oh, I can't even do it. Should we delete that bit? Delete
like
that bit. Here we go. Let's go. Oh, I can hardly do it. Try it.
Oh.
Yes, it's also useless. Now, the other way around. Now, what is that? That's the low note with your high note face. That is useful. It's going to look like this.
Bah.
Try that. With a high note face, sing the low note.
Bah.
Here's the thing. What you're doing is, whilst you're singing that low note, you're preparing your body for the high note that is to come. And it's going to feel easier. This is my prediction. I can see into the future. This is what I predict. But when you get to that high note, it's going to feel a lot easier than if you simply prepare for the low note and try and sing all the higher notes with your low note body shape. All right? Here we go then. I want you to do that whole exercise with your high note face. All right? And your high note face is characterized by being simultaneously happy and surprised. Can you do, on the count of three, can you look happy and surprised? One, two, three. Yes! Oh, that is tweetable. If I had my camera out there. So, we're going to sing the whole thing looking like that. Ready? One, two. Great. It's the easiest thing in the world. It sounds even and it sounds different, and that's lovely. Right. We must move on. Lucy's timetable says we're now going to sing Africa. So could you find, in your wonderful book, page 64, we're going to work on verse 2, but I want us to get into it by singing verse 1 and the chorus. We just start at bar 9, is that a good idea?
Yeah.
Might as well. Bar. Right. Help my geography. We've got Dennis here.
Yep.
Faces.
Yes.
You must be the soprano. Yes.
Marvellous.
We're going to start there. Tenors. Faces. Sing the first note. do. Tell us. That's it. Here we go. One, two. We'll have a look at bar 70 in a minute, but at 78, let's discover. We've got soprano 1 and then soprano 2. Now, who thinks they're soprano 2? Wait for me. Aha! Lovely. Elite group at the back. Lovely. That's good. I'm going to hear from you first. And then the alto. So your rhythm there, here's a G for your second soprano. Do, 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 do. I think you get the idea, yes? Right, okay, so second soprano, let's do it. I'm here all night. Bar 78, we go do, 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 one and two. It's not bad, but I'm looking at you, I can hear it, and you look lovely, but I'm not really matching up the sound that I hear with the wonderful sight that I see. It sounds like three people singing, and it should sound like more. I'm also looking at your mouth shape. Some of you manage to sing, it's like a ventriloquism choir, not me. So, what we've got to do is put our lips in a ooh. Could everyone do this? Yeah, that's going to help. Do, 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 do. And then you want to make as much space in your mouth as you can. It's a quiet vowel. You're not going to overbalance this wonderful tune in the tenors and basses. Yeah. Do, 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 do. Just sing those bars. One, two. Oh, it's already doubled in volume. And there's lots of people around you going, oh yes, that's good. I'm glad you can kind of evaluate each other's contribution. That's a very, very good thing. So, do, 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 do. And you've also got to have that kind of, almost the a cappella face. I went to see an a cappella group called Pentatonics recently. Heard of them? Yeah. And when they're doing like proper a cappella, and they're standing there and they're doing their a cappella face. I was in a four-part a cappella group once on Songs of Praise. And that might be them calling for me again. We did we did this hymn, and the tenor part, I was doing the tenor part, was basically ooze for the first 2.5 verses. We'd recorded the audio the night before, so we just had to lip sync to ourselves. Really easy job. So, and then I had to tune halfway through verse 3. So I was there going... Anyway, after about an hour and 3/4 of that, suddenly it was my turn to do the tune. And I couldn't move my arm. We had to stop filming. I had to go like, oh. Right. Thrill. Ooh, lockjaw. You've got to have a bit of ooh, lockjaw here. But I don't plan these stories. They just pop out. One, two. That's it. Give it up. With your face. You almost know it by memory now. Yeah, and then it goes into something else. Nice work, set the bar very high. Altos. Let's do the same thing. Now, you've learnt all the rhythms from them. We should be able to get to their speed. We've learned about the ooh shape, the a cappella face, as if you've got some kind of egg shaker. So, and we start on this note. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. Ba. Do, 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 do. Ba. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. Except, have a go. Here we go. Ready? One and two. Ah, just careful with the rhythm. It's not do 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 do. That's the da 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 da. The rhythm. So do 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 do. Have a go. Yeah, not bad. The first note's the longest one. Do 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 do. Great. We're going to start it again and carry on. One and. Second soprano, join in. Very good. Oh, my pencil's gone wandering already. That's not bad at all, not bad at all. It then goes into something different, which we'll hear in a minute. Soprano one. Have you spotted your part? We have some long ones. You carry on ooh all the way. There's lots of oohs for you. Let's do it. Ready, two, one, two. Beautiful. Very, very long, long lines. But some of you are like, it's what you've got to do. If you think singing this, an arrangement or a piece like this, you're going to go, it's not Thomas Tallis, is it? I don't think. Do you like it? Yeah, exactly. Right. Translators are coming to you very soon. You're going to delight in listening to all the sopranos and altos together now at bar 78. There we are, second soprano, alto. One, and. Thank you. frightened of this thing that I've become. That's right, that's the Pandas and Athos. But directly from frightened of this one.
Huh. Frightened of this thing that I've become.
Just watch that rhythm there. Thing that I've become.
Thing that I've become.
That's nearly there. Thing that I've become.
Thing that I've become.
Yes, that's the idea. Exactly. Right, tennis and bases have been very, very patient. Let's just hear you. The wild dogs cry out in the night. Here we go. One and.
The wild dogs cry out in the night as they go restless, longing for some solitary colony. Goodbye, and I've done it.
That shows great spirit. I love the fact that your voice is like absolutely doing the right note at the right time, and the fact that you're one or two words behind at all times doesn't stop you singing. That's absolutely fantastic. Now, on one hand, it's great, and perhaps for a rehearsal at this stage we could leave it like that, but the next stage is really tightening up those rhythms so that you don't have to sing loud in order to be heard. It's just kind of out of focus a little bit because you're not doing the same rhythm. You're doing some very comfortable rhythms. And actually, lots of them are really perfectly together. It's not what's written on the page, but it's really, really together. And you do sometimes have to think, well, hang on, if everyone's doing that way, let's just go with it. But that is not my place, for a greater one comes after me. So, the wild dogs cry out in the night. Let's just try that much. One, two.
The wild dogs cry out in the night.
You've got to have that pulse. You know when we do this? Why do we do that? To cue the entry, definitely. But fundamentally, it's to, yes, but to do what with now? To do what with the pulse? Here's the thing. It's not to provide a pulse that you occasionally look up so that you can find out how far behind you are. No, that's not the reason we do this. We visually represent a pulse that we want you to physically own and feel, not occasionally admire or notice. Are you with me? So when we're doing this, inside you is going, make this noise now with me. In this part of your body. This is it, our pulse centre. It's right in the middle. It's not there. We sometimes confuse pulse with numbers and we go, oh, it's one, two. That's not pulse. Those are the man-made numbers we attach to this God-given thing that makes it easier for us. That's when we do. So, right at the beginning, the wild dogs, you've already got the pulse. Some of you get the pulse about two bars into it. You need to have the pulse before you start singing. Otherwise, it's going to be more luck than judgment. Good luck. Here we go. Ready? Here it comes.
The wild dogs sing out in the night as they were restless, longing for some solitary company.
Okay, it's so close. It's just sometimes at the end of the bar, it gradually catches up with itself. And you end up on the beat instead of off. So, as they grow restless, as they grow restless, try it.
As they grow restless,
and again.
As they grow restless,
yes, and then solitary,
solitary, solitary.
And it's about the reed. So it doesn't go solitary, no, it's solitary, da da da. It's funkier that way to get that rhythm tighter. Okay. Anyway, I will leave you to look at all of that. Let's do step tennis bases standing up. Let's do bar 78. The wild dogs. Here we go.
The wild dogs run in the night as they progress as flocking for some solitary company.
Words are slightly, they've got slightly different rhythms between the verses. So, I know that I must do what's right. There's all this, it's lots of double syncopation. In fact, everything's syncopated, isn't it? It's Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Boy, do you need the pulse for that. Because the difference between that and ba 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 is 25% of a beat. It's not much at all. I know that I must do what's right. Try it. Ready? One, two.
I know that I must do what's right.
Yes, exactly. You've got to feel that pulse so that you can sing off it, if you see what I mean. And then, do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus. I realised for years I was singing the wrong words along here at this point. Sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. Let's go from, I know that I must do what's right, middle of that page, 87. One, and...
I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti.
Yeah, great. So that's the tenors going do do ba. Tenors, are you here?
I'm
here.
You're all doing it.
Oh, you're all doing it. Do. That's interesting. Okay. Well, I said to Lucy, I said when I do my rehearsal report, we'll do it by Zoom because I haven't seen it for ages, and. I will mention that. I will mention that. But so if you're all doing it, do do ba, everyone singing it, one, two.
Do do ba.
Yes, exactly, nicely done. And then, I seek the cure was deep inside. Oh, no, nearly. I seek the cure was deep inside. And you end up on the beat. Ready, one, and.
I seek the cure was deep inside.
Frightened of the sin that I could know. Frightened of this thing that I think if that is, feels too high for any of the basses, you could just you could just do that. Yeah, actually, you all sound great. Everyone, let's stand up and do the whole of this first piece. From bar 78. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I want to hear lots of this. Fabulous bit in the middle, second sopranos and altos. Okay, that's where my ears are going. I'm going to have no trouble hearing what's in front of me here. It's fabulous, but I'm listening out for the detail and the balance. Here we go. One, and.
The wild dogs cry out in the night as they progress as longing roars of solitary company. Ah, I know that I must do what's right.
This. It becomes an exercise. You need GCSE geography to work this out. Take a seat. Can you just sing? Frightened of these things that I've become. Sopranos and altos. Page 72. Frightened of one hand.
Frightened of this thing that I've become.
So. Frightened of this thing that I've become. Could everyone just say, thing that I've become?
Thing that I've become.
And again?
Thing that I've become.
Exactly. So frightened of this thing that I've become. Alphys alone. And.
Frightened of this thing that I've become.
Exactly. Front row, let's try it. One, two.
Frightened of this thing that I've become.
Wow, that's fantastic. Who's the bravest person in the front row? I feel like I could choose any of you. You're all singing it fabulously well. Ooh, it's the sound of excitement. Who's going to do it? Are you just going to sing what you're going to do? Is it frightened of this thing that I... Thank you so much.
Frightened of this thing that I've become.
That's so awesome.
Our minds, I mean, to shoot the
some of their faces when I said, who's the bravest person? And I felt the smugness coming from over here. Like, oh, it's not us, it's you. Because we think that singing on our own is a bit more scary. We think it's easier singing in a group because it feels safer. Your body has not the first idea whether you're singing on your own or in a group. It doesn't know. The only thing that knows there's a difference is the tiny little voice in your head that says, if you do that, you're going to be judged. Well, you're not. Not in a choir like this. So, what you just showed us, can I ask your name?
Heidi.
Well, thank you, Heidi, so much. What you've just shown us is that actually, singing on our own, like that, it's no different to singing in a group. When there's 100 people in the choir, we love to think we've got a 1% responsibility each, but no. We have 100% responsibility. It's a lot more fun to be in a choir where you believe, if I don't do it, it ain't going to happen. Because that's what a soloist would say. If I don't do it, it ain't going to happen. Because it's true, isn't it? If you're a soloist. But we think, if I don't do it, I've got all my friends around me. And that doesn't give us the best sound. So what I want you to do, Alfred, I want you to reach for your inner Heidi. Right, look. And I now want each of you to sing that on your own. At the same time, else is singing it on their own, alright? Frightened of this thing that I've become. Off you go.
Frightened of this thing that I've become.
There you go. Suddenly, it gets a round of applause. It didn't before, but suddenly it does now. Not only is it more fun to sing in a choir where you think to yourself and you believe, because by the way, it's true. If you don't sing it, if you don't sing that entry, it's going to have an impact on the sound. Because of course that's true. When you get that, it's a little bit more exciting, with more responsibility. It can be a little bit more scary. But oh my goodness me, it's a whole lot more rewarding. And not just for you. When you're in the audience listening to a choir, but every and each member of the choir knows and believes that their voice really counts. Oh my gosh, it's a different experience to one where everyone's just singing together. Amen. I hadn't planned that speech, but thank you so much. Can you do it now? Just join them, each of you, not all of you, spot my language, each of you, frightened of sopranos and altos, let's sing it on our own. One,
ah. Frightened of this thing that I've become.
Such a lovely, wholesome sound. And tenor mezzo, frightened of this thing that I've become. You put yourself on that stage, the microphone and the spotlight is on you. Here we go.
Frightened of this thing that I've become.
I call that singing in my book. That's absolutely great. All together, please. Fry.
Frightened of this thing that I've become.
I really, really like that sound. And we haven't had lots of singing lessons and lots of rehearsals. All I've hoped to do is influence how you think about yourself and how you contribute in a choir like this, especially in a big choir. It's really exciting. Whether you're in a small choir or a big choir, I sometimes conduct like really big choirs, thousands of people. And it's the same principle there. When each person knows that their voice counts, because by the way, it does. Right. We now need to go on to Be Thou My Vision. Now, I am given to understand that you all sang this opening last time you did it. Is that right? Does anyone remember doing this before? No? Yeah? Okay. I think you did it, Charles. What did Lucy say? Here we go. If you know it, sing it. And if you don't, sing it anyway.
Thank you.
your last note. It's a good rule of thumb. Don't give up. Don't give up. Sometimes we get to the last note of a phrase and we think, oh, job done, what's next? But no, just let's sing six glorious beats of light, please. And
light.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. So were some of you singing that for the first time?
Yes.
Well done. It's a really glorious tune. I mean, oh my goodness me. Can we just do it, James? Something like this.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Be all else but not to me, save that thou art. Be thou my best thought in the day and the night, both waking and sleeping, thy presence my light.
It's a glorious tune, isn't it? Come on, let's sing this together. Thank you very much. I just wanted you to hear it. Again, so it's kind of in your blood. It's going to really help us when we get to learn the harmonies of verse 3. Here we go. Be thou, everybody straight in, where the soprano solo sings. One, two.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Be thou the Lord to me, save that thou art. Be thou my best thought in the day and the night. Oh,
melody, you've spotted that. Let's hear from the basses.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart.
Lovely. So there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. But what we so often have to do as musicians, is to provide the kind of, what I call the horizontal component of the music. The way we write music in the Western part of the world is like, blob, 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 like that, in like black and white blobs. And sometimes that's how it comes out, only because that's how it's written. We have to do the sewing, knit them all together.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart.
So that sounds like one thing and not 10 things. Are you with me? Let's have a go straight away. One, two, keep it going. That's keeping you going, that's wonderful. It slightly varies, I must say, between you. Some of you are just a little bit too slow. Be thou my 1, 2, 1.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Be loved, but not to me, save that thou art.
Good effort. So I'll sing that for you. It goes.
Be all else but not to me, save that thou art.
Let's try that together. Be all else. And.
Be all else but not to me, save that thou art.
This music really does benefit when you deliver the text, when you use the notes to deliver the text. I know Bob very well. And he always has a book of poetry with him at all times, in case inspiration strikes. And most choral composers, let's be honest, get inspired by text. That's where this music comes from. Not the shots, but actual text. He'll set texts that mean something to him. And the text is very, it must dominate. There are some breeds of music where we use the text to deliver the harmonies. I'm thinking of the Eric Whitakers of this world, that kind of thing, where he thinks very carefully, in fact, about the text, but often it's a vehicle for other things. Usually, in 95% of all choral music, the notes are there to deliver the text, and that's what we want to do it. So, there's lots of things we can do here, like, be all else, but not to, but not to. You would not speak like that, would you? But you would sing like that if you want the words to come across. Be all else but not to me, say that thou art. Can you deliver on the text basis? We go, be all else and.
Be all else but not to me, say that thou art. Be thou my.
Yes, surprise note there. Be thou my best thought in the day and the night, both waking and sleeping, thy presence my light. Let's do it from the third bar of this page. Be thou,
be thou my best thought in the day and the night.
The vowel on that word is R. Light. And the eat comes right at the end. So when you get there, go straight to it. I would love to hear you sing that whole thing with the sopranos as well. Standing up, please, sopranos. I'm kind of hoping that you might have probably got the melody. Basically, stand up as well. Let's listen to this. Be the, be the. 1, 2, here we go.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart.
So close. You remember that basic. So, be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Maybe just play there, just those two parts again. 1, 2, here we go.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Be your
That's coming really well. Thank you very much. Take a seat. Altos, you start one beat late, deliberately.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Be all else but not to
so let's try that.
Be thou my vision. Because you start one beat late, you have to kind of catch up with the words. So they come quite quickly to begin with. Be thou my vision. And one.
Be thou my vision.
That's it. And of course, when you get to Lord of My Heart, it's unexpected. If you could do the same thing, James, but then only do the harmony on the last chord, that would be great.
There you go.
It's kind of like, it's the yummy note. You often get the yummy notes, don't you?
We are, be thou my dear.
I tell you what, let's cut that out of the words. Could you just sing, na, 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 na. Just start from there. And go. That's it. Na, 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 na. From the second bar, two, three. That's the idea. Now let's put the words back in.
Be thou my vision, O Lord.
And
be thou my vision, O Lord, my God.
Be all else but thou
art.
Good, I'm going to ask James to play that, but I want you to hum along. Let's play Hum Along with James. Everybody, here we go, two, three. That note comes quite a lot, doesn't it? Let's go from be all else but not to me. Two, three. That's the idea. Let's do that one more time. Just don't get slower. And when you get on to not to me, all those moving notes are terribly important. Let's go from be all else and
be all else but not to me, say that thou art.
One.
Be all else but not to me, say that thou art.
Yes, different in two places.
Be thou my,
that's where that note is.
Be thou my best thought in the day and the night.
And the last one is different too. Let's try it together.
Be thou my best.
And one.
Be thou my best thought in the day and the night.
Not bad at all. Can you, when I say and one, I want you to sort of imagine in your mind's ear everybody else singing. Alright, so you will practice that with the sopranos in a minute.
Be thou my best, be and
be thou my best, the day and the night.
Lovely, now that you're familiar with that phrase, could you stick your solo voice back on it? You know, like we were talking about earlier, about our inner Heidi. Could you do that now?
Be thou my best.
Could you put your mezzo solo voice on it? Two, three, here we go.
Be thou my best, Lord, in the day and the night.
You have a much better sound to work with, that. It costs nothing more to get there, does it? It's just a choice. I want to come up with some clever phrase that rhymes choice and voice now. All right, I'll probably do that after about 2 hours of my journey home. And I'll send you all a text.
Be thou my best.
We're missing out the note on my at the moment.
Be thou my best. Be thou my best.
Let's sing it three times and on the third time carry on. All right, be thou my best. Be thou my best. Be thou my best thought. Two and...
Be thou my best. Be thou my best.
Here we go.
Be thou my best, Lord, in the day and the night. Both waking and sleeping, thy presence my God.
Such a glorious line he's written for you there. Listen to James playing from both waking.
them both waking. One, two.
How would it sound with sopranos and altos right at the beginning? Let's just do the beginning part of that. Beginning, when I say the beginning, do you know what I mean? Bar 24. Be thou and be thou my victim. Two, and. As I'm sure you have as well.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart.
There's a kind of aerobicism written into that line. Here we go.
Be thou my, one, two, and.
Be thou my.
Before it,
vision, oh Lord.
Let's do that. I'll do it again.
Vision, oh Lord.
Here we go.
Vision, oh Lord.
That's it. And carry on to the end this time. Vision, oh Lord, of my heart.
Vision, oh Lord, of my heart.
That's it.
Be all else but not to me, save that love. Be all else but not there, two, three.
Be all else but not to me, save that love.
And when you get onto that page,
save that love.
And the bit before it goes,
not to me save.
That's the last bar on the previous page. I'll do it again.
Not to me save.
Not to me save.
Yes, nicely sung indeed.
Be all else but not to me save that thou.
Be all else but not to.
Let's go from the beginning.
Be thou my.
One, two, here we go.
Be thou my vision, O God of my heart. Be thou my support to me, save thou art.
Great, now check out the differences in this line.
Be thou my best thought in the day and the night.
It's like spot the difference, isn't it? Those little fingers.
Be thou my one, two, and.
Be thou my best thought in the day and the night.
Wow, well done indeed. That is absolutely the hardest bit. And you nailed it first time.
Be thou,
try again, two, three.
Be thou my best thought in the day and the night.
And then listen to this next bit. That is rather angular, I've got to confess.
Both waking and sleeping.
Let's try it from the G.
Both waking.
One.
Both waking and sleeping. Blessed silence.
Sorry, strange, isn't it?
Both waking and sleeping. Thy presence.
And, you know, I was saying about the alto getting the yummy notes. The reason I loved singing tenor in those days when I used to sing in choirs was because you used to get those lovely fifths of the chord so often, like you do here, that E-flat, it's the fifth of the chord, and it's somehow, when you absolutely nail it in tune, it's so lovely to hear.
Both waking and sleeping, listen there. One, two.
Both waking.
Thy presence.
Yeah, and the harmony gets really close here. Exactly.
And seeking thy presence, my life.
Let's try tenors and basses from the beginning.
Be thou my. Be two, three.
Be thou my. Be.
Well, and you've been singing it for months, just pretend that you know it really well. And then when you come to, like, do a little, I don't want to call it a wrong note, I'm going to call it a creative moment. When you have your creative moments, I want them to look positive. There's a way of convincing audiences that it's just a more complex chord, okay? Yeah? So, here we go. One, two, and. Listen to the altos as you sing that chord one final time.
Lights.
You are a thing of great beauty. My goodness me, what a delight. Take a seat. And in fact, let's have our mini break now. What do you take? A few minutes? Great. Hello.
About a year in advance, and that's just not possible when you don't have a conductor, and then when you have a conductor, it takes time to get to know each other, and you don't want to put too much pressure on that too soon. Needless to say, if you take your sweet time about it, then all the other venues are actually booked up in advance. So we have been looking around, and thank you for being patient. So we do have some news. Devon Tinez is a very, very big deal operatic baritone and is doing a gig with the CBSO this summer. And he is also, just for us, not for anyone else in the CBSO family, going to do a masterclass and a workshop on the 6th of July when we would normally be having our rehearsal. It's going to be at the CBSO Centre and it's going to be slightly earlier in the evening, about 6.45 to 8.15. And then afterwards, in that 45 minutes, we've got some time for sharing, for singing through what we've known with him of having a bit of a social to celebrate the year. In addition to that, we are looking for something more performance-based, which is likely to either be a community pop-up at festival of the sort that we've done previously, or a sort of casual concert at the CBSO Centre, so that we have that moment to finish off the year, and we are still looking into that. But we definitely have something to work towards, and it's very exciting. And that's about it. If you've got questions, you can invite me.
Lovely. Okay, everyone. The Water Is Wide is our final piece tonight. Okay. Lucy asks that we recap bars 35 to 52. So that's on page 57 of your beautifully produced booklet. I need my love. Let's see how this goes. Sopranos and Abbasati.
I need one, two, and I need.
With sopranos and alto only, first of all. So you start.
I need my bow against that hole, thinking it was a mighty tree.
Back in the top alto. You've got a really interesting part. Let's go from.
I need my bow.
How very candid and honest and beautiful of you to say that. Page 57. The last three notes. You might as well start on 58.
I leave my bow.
Altos. And one.
I leave my bow.
Okay, this is happening. It goes, thinking it was a mighty tree. Thinking, and go. That's better. You're starting to exhibit in your singing a stronger pulse now. And the only way you're really going to really do that is by having one in the first place. As I said earlier, making sure that you are feeling the tick-tock. It is literally the lifeblood of the music, pulse. You know, it's not a coincidence we use the same word for our very own lifeblood as well. And it has that regular heartbeat. And our heartbeat, it doesn't come along with a counter on it, does it? Like, you know those counters you click when you go on a bus? They click, right, no one. It doesn't say. And it's, likewise with music, it's not going one, two, one. It's just going. Let me see. Okay. Thinking it was with that pulse. Okay, ready and.
Thinking it was a mighty tree.
Now sing it like the soloist you have become this evening. Ready? Thinking as if you're singing it on your own. With all that kind of, right, I better do this. Ready? How would it sound? And.
Thinking it was a mighty tree.
Nicely done. I'm going to say the same thing as I said earlier. That sound is available to you at all times, just when you choose to turn it on. Yeah. I know sometimes we have, you know, busy days and we like to come to quiet and just like let somebody else take charge of our lives for an hour and a half. And that's great. But actually, it's not as much fun as being in charge yourself. Which you just were. That did sound great. Thinking it was a mighty tree. And then, let's have sopranos now from the beginning. I need my bag. One, and go. I presume we're splitting sopranos, are we? Let's say yes. So second sopranos. So did my love. That would be your line. Can I hear you doing that, please? And.
So did my love.
That's the idea. And so did my love. For all sopranos now. And.
So did my love.
That's the idea. I'll say, so did my love. Just sing it on your own.
So did my love.
Can you like, compare that sound to what you were doing? So we need to stop being so choral about things and start being a bit more soloistic. Yeah. Blank faces. I refer to my conversation earlier about putting your, it's not just about responsibility, it's about filling the sound that comes out of your mouth with you, with your personality. Not just the notes that are on the page, but actually a bit of you, every time you sing. And then we'll get a vibrant, colourful sound that's, as I said, much, much more interesting to be a part of and heaps more interesting to listen to as well. So did my love, so did my love, so did my love. Top three parts, and go.
So did my love.
And always the part in the middle. It's the hardest for an audience to hear, okay? And you get the note absolutely well. I want you to dominate from the middle of the board, all right? Seconds. Again, and.
So did my love.
That will work very well. Good, tennis the bases from I Need My Back Against the Note, top of 58. I, and.
I need my back against the oak, thinking it was a mighty tree.
Tennis. A mighty tree. You get onto the tune for a bit, and then you go to harmony again. A mighty tree. Try that. Yes, that is the idea. I lean my back against an oak. Good to see tenors at the beginning. It's lovely what you're doing already. I just want to make real sure of those pitches. And
I lean my back against an oak.
It's fantastic. You are so, you've got absolutely the same speed as James has got and I have got, but somehow you are, it's genius, it's such a genius. You're all singing a lap back that much behind the beat. It's perfect. It's the same amount every time, every beat.
Very skilled.
You couldn't make it up. If we were doing this on a computer, we could just like highlight your line and then just drag it along and it'll be absolutely perfect. Now, but fortunately, we can't do that live. Thank goodness for that. I lead my back, so just keep it moving, and basses join us now. I lead my back against an oak, and
I lead my back against an oak. We keep it on a mighty tree, but first it bent, and then it broke.
Okay, that's a bit off there. You've got a surprise note there. But first it bent and then it broke. Very up and downy, isn't it? But first it bent, tenors, and
but first it bent and then it broke.
And then it broke.
And then it broke.
That's it. All you need to do is use your breath more. We're very good at taking breath, aren't we? Taking breath and then using it. You've all been doing it for a while. You don't need some... I nearly said young conductor. Utterly ridiculous. I'm very proud to be middle-aged, although I'm going to say ex-wife, she said to me, do you seriously think you're still middle-aged? did I mention ex-wife? We get on very well, that's the truth. So it caused me to Google what middle-aged is. What is it, do you think? Do you know what it is generally? I could tell you, it's generally considered, and it's on Wikipedia, so it must be right, between 45 and 65.
Yes.
Yes.
I might have mentioned this to her. Right, anyway, how did I get onto this? Age. You. I can't even remember, James. Did he spot our... Breath! I'm glad someone's listening! Breath. So, we need to be conscious of using it, right? Bring consciousness to the use of breath. It goes in and it comes out. It goes in and then it comes out through those muscles here that make that buzzing noise. But first it bent and then it broke. Do you do this with your hand? Show me your palm like this. Okay. And then go as you sing. But first it... Is that the best way to do it? Yes, do this. No, do it the other way around. Do this. Yep. Ready? But first it bent. I want you to do that as you sing the big note. And go.
But first it bent and then it broke.
That's the idea. You get on those long notes, you're using breath. If you were a string player, your bow would still be moving. That breath is still coming out. Even if you're a timpani player, you'd still be doing something to make the noise, right? So, okay, but first it bent, and then it... That was the impression I was getting. Altos, I needed to cover a note with you. Remind me. Can I hear tenors and basses, bar 43? But first it bent, and one.
But first it bent, and then it broke. So did I.
So did my love.
So did my love.
So did my love. Basses. That chord, and they're going to try to put you off. Right? Could you please try to put the tenors off? Tenors, don't be put off by any quality. Alright? So did my love, that's your note. Everybody that chord, and sing.
So did my love.
So did my love. That's your note, isn't it? Remember? Again, everybody, and go.
So did my love.
So
did my love.
You've been learning the tenor part because you've been listening so keenly. So did my love. So did my love. Again, and one.
So did my love.
Love. I don't hear the top note. Love. Sing it for all your work. All together, please, and go.
So did my love.
And go.
So did my love.
This is how we get these chords right, by rehearsing the parts that clash. Not by rehearsing the ones that go nicely together. That's not going to help no one. You've got to rehearse the parts that clash. That's perfect. Everyone together. And go.
So did my love.
Yes. And others. The note I missed was but first in bed. Bar 43. And go. That's perfect. Everyone join the altos in bar 43. And go. Yes. Let's do it three more times. And go. And others of you doing a different, slightly different version. That's not clear enough for me to actually hear. So whatever you sing, loud and proud, yes? I'm sure you've heard that before. But first event, and go.
But first event.
That's your such a fundamental note there. But first event. I know if I asked you to do it on your own, you would. So do it with everybody else now. And go.
But first event.
But we don't want to make that, you need to be able to do it without the piano. And that is about keeping that pulse going through the notes. Love. Prove false to me. Let me tell you when pulse really counts. It's not when the music gets really rhythmic. When pulse really matters is on the long notes and in the gaps. That's where you detect. If there's weaknesses in the pulse, that's where they usually manifest. Thought for the day number four. Right. Got 5 minutes to have a look at the beginning. Let's try this. From the bottom of page 55. The water is mine. What a glorious song this is. Okay. Sopranos now just starting. The last part of that page. Bar 17. Yes? And go. Okay, so here's the change. Can you play bar from 56, please? That rhythm. I'll sing it. I want you to hear how the melody and the accompaniment interact here. The water is wide, I cannot cross all, neither. And both shall rule. Just do it. The one is not the wolf. One, two, and one.
The water is high.
That rhythm, and you've got to absolutely know how that fits in. Let's all stand. We're going to go from the bottom of page 55, where we just started, and sing to the end of that bit. Two and. I hope I get asked back again soon. I really do, because I love you.